No, it's Just Plane Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly.
Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tamer, tame it to the pilot.
Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that is me, along with Captain Dennis, for our third show from Sun and Fun in Lakeland, Florida. Are you wore out yet or what?
My arms are tired from all the flying we're
doing. Yes, indeed. You know, as the shows have progressed, I have run down just a tad. My voice has got a little rougher around the edges. But that's because I'm having so much fun talking aviation to all these pilots and stuff around this event in Lakeland. The spring break of aviation. Now, look, we are in Lakeland. We're based in Orlando, but where do we go when we want to just go down and have some fun, you know, south to get even warmer than we are typically in Orlando? Well, that would be down to the Florida Keys. And I have Emily from the FBO in Marathon. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm tired. How about you? Your feet hurt?
No, my feet don't hurt at all. I'm ready to go.
All right. Fair enough. All right. So Marathon, one of my favorite places to go as a scuba diver. You know, we have the scuba radio show, too, we do, Emily. So I go down there and I dive. Captain Hooks is right down there around you, isn't it?
Right across the street from us, almost.
Yeah. So, see, this would really tie, you know, two birds, one stone, or two birds, one fin. I don't know. It's one of those things. But I could come down there, fly, land at Marathon Airport, which is the biggest airport down there, isn't it?
Absolutely. We're the longest airport in the Florida Keys, 5,008 feet, 8 feet longer than Key West.
That's all you need.
That's all we need.
And I'll take every foot I can get. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I do know, though, last year you guys were whacked pretty good by the storms. And so I've heard reports, especially through some of my diving friends, that, you know, it's been a little slow, especially not really, you know, with the airport and stuff like that. But hotels have been slow opening. But they're kind of pretty close back to normal now, aren't they?
Yeah, we've got pretty much all of our hotels are back open except for Hawks K. They've got about 70 of their villas open. They are supposed to reopen the hotel this fall, I believe, so hopefully that'll be back soon. And then but yeah, the diving's great, fishing's great, visibility's a little poor sometimes, but it's starting to come back.
Yeah, just got it a little more time, it'll be fine. Get through the summer, things will settle down, it'll be good. But as far as the airport, everything's fine, it's open, you can come down there, hang out, and it is a very convenient place to fly into. And maybe even less busy than Key West, I assume, or what?
Absolutely, yeah. We've been open since a couple of weeks after the storm. Everything's 100%. All the restaurants are open. We've got crew cars. We're non-towered, a little bit more relaxed than Key West. We've got customs, so anything that you could want, we've got for you, and we'd love to have you.
All right, crew cars. What does that mean exactly?
That means when you fly in, we probably have a vehicle you can drive around and check out the town in.
Check out the local watering holes, that kind of thing?
Watering holes, yeah.
Exactly. They got a few of those, both above for divers and for the people that want to go and have a cocktail or two.
So the important question is, do you have key lime pies available to go? So if we fly into Marathon, can we get one and put it in the luggage on the way back home?
Miss Max is just up the road, isn't it?
Miss Max is a little far up the road, maybe about an hour drive, but I can tell you that after Sun and Fun, we will definitely have key lime pies on a stick dipped in chocolate waiting on people.
Really? Do you have that at the FBO?
We had it before the storm, and we've been working on getting a freezer back, but I've had enough people ask that we're going to go to the Kmart and buy a freezer if we have to and put some key lime pies in it.
Key lime pie on a stick covered in chocolate.
That's it.
I haven't heard of that one. That does sound like, that sounds better than a $100 hamburger.
Yeah, I know.
You've had it on with chocolate and on a stick?
Not yet. I've seen them, but I never got one. But I think now is the time to try it.
Yeah.
Okay, I like it.
Diabetic coma.
Okay, exactly. And like I said, way better than a $100 hamburger, sounds like to me. But you can go down there, do some fishing, just swimming, whatever you want to do. It's picturesque beyond belief and just a cool place to fly into, I would imagine, right?
Absolutely. We hear from everyone that the water's gorgeous, and it's just you can go out over the reef and see the Sombrero Lighthouse, and the watercolors are just unreal, and jump in a boat and go out and fish and snorkel. And
so what do you do? Do you fly too?
I don't have my license working on it, but
Me too. We have that in common. See, I could fly in and, with Dennis here.
Yeah, we could go flying with Dennis.
How long have you been working on your license?
How long have you been working on yours?
Longer than you.
Probably. Yeah. I just started a couple of weeks ago.
Six years ago.
Yeah, so slow down. You're going way too fast. Yeah, I'm all about the journey, not the destination. That's my excuse, or one of many. but yeah, you know, whether you fly with a friend who has his own plane like Dennis here, or learn to fly your own. That's on my list to do some of my cross-country training from Orlando to fly down to the marathon and have that be a little stop. You know, have a black and fish sandwich or something down there real fresh.
Hamburger, right?
Oh, way better. And then, you know, this key lime pie on a stick covered in chocolate sounds pretty tasty, too. So you got that. And as far as the FBO is concerned, you guys have what and can accommodate what down there as far as... you know, I mean, do they need to call in advance to reserve anything or just show up or what?
You can just show up for the most part. The only thing you need to call in advance to reserve is if you wanted a rental car. We've got plenty of tie-down space. Hangar space is kind of hard to come by in the Keys. Our sister company, the Marathon Jet Center, lost a hangar in the storm, so we're kind of tight on hangar space right now. But we've got conference rooms and all that if anyone needs to come out and hold a meeting or hang out.
That would be a great place for a meeting, wouldn't it, Dennis?
I think it's a great excuse. And
see, this is the place I go to from Orlando. What's that?
Some beer on ice, some margaritas for you. And you
can Dennis would be the pilot in command. I would be the customer. I'd be the passenger.
Drinker in command.
Exactly. I like the way you think, Emily.
So we could do rum and cokes. I'll drink the Diet Coke. You can drink the rum, and everybody's happy.
Everybody wins, right?
Exactly. So do you ever have any celebs show up down there? I mean, you know, Kenny Chesney, Buffett shows up. I hear all these rumors and stuff like that. Can you, if you tell me, you got to kill me kind of deal?
Well, you know, if I tell you, I will have to kill you. But Buffett, I haven't seen Buffett. Chesney flies in his Falcon often.
Really? He flies in the marathon? Who have you seen? What's your name?
My name's Blair.
Blair. You've seen who? Kenny Chesney and who?
I've seen Chesney. I met Michael Keaton the other day.
Really?
He came in. Jennifer Lopez came
Beetlejuice.
In. Beetlejuice, yeah.
I bet he hates that when you yell that at him.
Beetlejuice, and there he was.
And he just looked down like, not again. It's one of those people, right?
Oh, yeah, the Golden Bear. I've seen him.
The Golden Bear? Who is the Golden Bear? I don't know.
Jack Nicklaus.
Oh, really? Really? Okay, so he does. Okay, but Chesney flies in a Falcon?
He does.
And he flies in a marathon instead of Key West?
He kind of bounces back and forth.
Just depends on where he's going, I guess, right?
It depends on who he's seeing. Yep.
Yeah, interesting. So you do have a little celebrity thing pop in every now and then.
Here and there.
Well, very cool. All right. And then, so what do you do there at the FBO?
The same thing as Emily, customer service, just on the other side, service the jets.
Okay. So when you come in, you're the person behind the counters, like, hey, who do I got to pay the money to kind of deal?
That's it. That's correct.
That's a power position for sure. All right. Cool. Well, thank you so much. And we'll bring our show down there and have to come down and do a broadcast. Or so will you have us?
Yeah, sure. That'd be great.
Yeah, you tell us when Kenny's going to be there and what kind of sucker up to
line it so you can see all of them whenever you come in.
Yeah, well, when you come in, we'll just say, hey, Kenny, just, you know, I'll bring a guitar. You know, just I'm not asking more than 30-minute private concert or something like that, right?
I'm sure he'll oblige.
Of course he will. Or he'll call security, as most of them do. All right, what do you think, Dennis? Is this on the list now or what?
Oh, it was on the list long before this. Marathon has always been a perfect location to go because we have everything right in the middle of the Keys. Go scuba diving with Captain Hook, get some key lime pie. It's not far offshore, so easy to get to.
By the way, Emily, do you dive too?
Absolutely.
Is Captain Hook's the folks you dive with generally?
Captain Hook's, you know, usually got on our own boat and.
You got a private vessel, huh?
You got a private vessel.
And you go out there to, what is it, Lighthouse Reef? No, what is.
Sombrero Lighthouse.
Sombrero.
Yeah. Captain Hook's actually just bought another dive shop in Big Pine, and they go out to Luke Key Reef Resort. So that's another option. It's a really cool reef to go hang out. So if you guys haven't been out there, it's. One of the best.
Well, they got some cool wrecks down there, too, don't they?
Yeah.
Isn't that where's the. That's not the Vandenberg, it's Key West.
It's Key West.
But in Luke Key, there's the other wreck.
Is that the Bush?
You know which one I'm talking about? There's a wreck down there.
Off of Luke
Key? Yeah, one of those. In the sanctuary, I believe. There's a big sanctuary down there. They got all kinds of dive sites and things.
Thunderbolt,
that's it. Yes, yeah. You know, actually,
it shifted a little bit, too. Before the storm, it was in about 100 feet of water, and. it's shifted, and now the bottom's in about 125, 130 feet of water.
Yeah, so you have another excuse to go down there and see what the storm did. It changed it up a little bit. All right, so it's an easy place to fly in. You can get your Mooney in there, right?
Oh, yeah, no problem at all. And we don't even have to clear customs because it's in the U.S.
Well, but it feels like its own little private island.
It is the Conch Republic, after all.
Well, that is true. Do you got a favorite watering hole that doesn't involve diving, Emily, or would you rather not say?
Well,
I remember a place called Hurricanes, vaguely.
Yeah, Hurricane, that's a good spot. Overseas Bar and Grill is now a good spot to go hang out for some happy hour, get some beers. Sparky's is always a favorite. Island Fish Company, that's a good spot, too.
So. Yeah, so there's a lot of places. Marathon is kind of like the Florida locals, city of the Keys. Is that a fair description?
Yeah,
I mean, they have a Home Depot.
Exactly. We have a Home Depot, we have a Kmart, we have a Publix. What more could you need?
Nothing. But that's where the people in Florida like to live if they're living down in the Keys. Are you with me on this?
Yeah, I'm with you. We've got everything that Key West offers, just not such a crazy scale.
Without the guys dressed up as women much.
Exactly.
And that. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Hey, God bless you, whatever you want to do. Well, I digress, and we'll get back on course here next on Just Plain Radio from Sun and Fun in Lakeland, Florida.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder. Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and Flight Training Professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Need to replace that old Garmin? Need a new GPS for your plane? No matter what you fly, Avidyne has you covered. Since 1994, Avidyne's been a market leader in the design of intuitive displays in avionics. The mission has always been to use innovative technology to improve safety and increase aircraft utility. Go to Avidyne.com to find a dealer in the solution for you. That's AVIDYNE.com or call 1-800-AVIDYNE. Avidyne, for pilots that know the difference.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Whoa, that's the craziest video game I've ever seen.
It's actually a flight simulator.
You learning how to fly?
I'm still learning how to fly.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me along with Captain Dennis, Ed, even Austin. Dennis's son is here hanging out with us in Lakeland, Florida for Sun and Fun 2018. This is the third broadcast from the event. Obviously, we're recording and having a good old time. And, you know, Dennis has his Mooney 201, and he has been finding all kinds of cool toys to add to the cockpit to his plane. That, I mean, by the time you're done with this show, I'm guessing you've blown at least another, what, 20 grand?
Maybe. That's conservative.
Conservative, for sure. And it could go much higher because we are in the Mooney Pavilion right now, hanging out with Lance. He's the director of marketing at Mooney. And, of course, they have new airplanes that Dennis could get his hands on. And welcome to Just Plain Radio. Lance, how are you?
Thank you so much. I'm doing great. And I'll tell you what. So here at the Mooney booth, SNF2, here at Sun and Fun in Lakeland, we are promoting our newest, latest, and greatest Mooney Acclaim Ultra. It's an M20V model. So we're producing the M20V and the M20U, which is the non-turbocharged Ovation Ultra.
Right. And when we saw this thing out in front of the pavilion, that's the one right there, right?
Yeah.
Dennis's mouth literally started watering. You know what I'm saying? I thought we were going to lunch, and then I realized he was just drooling over this new airplane. It has all the bells and whistles and everything that Mooney has developed over their 70 years in history here. And that looks like one cool airplane. So I know he wants to get one. So if he just doesn't even trade, would that work?
We could. We might be able to think about that, Dennis.
Think about it. They will think. Exactly.
I'll think. That's better than nothing.
Yeah, they'll think about it plus the small check.
And the word might.
Might. Exactly. Okay. But this plane has what in it that really sets it apart from everything else in the market?
So I'll tell that in two ways. First of all, I'm going to start about telling you what it has in it that we had in the Moonies from 1948. So you might have... Yeah, you might have noticed that we have a Mooney Mite, which was the M18 model, which was Al Mooney's first design as the Mooney Company up in Wichita, Kansas in 1948.
Cool.
Yeah, and so you'll notice that airplane, the Mooney Mite, had a full trimming tail. We have that now. We have a full tip-to-tip spar, just like we do now, although that one was wood, spruce.
And okay, so you have the classic look.
It's installed the correct way, too. The tail is installed properly. It's installed forward like it should be.
I don't know why everyone else installs them backwards. If you look across the to our booth neighbors here, it seems like all of theirs are kind of going backwards.
Yeah, what's up with that? It is very unique to the Mooney. You can pick out a Mooney miles away just because of this a small design change or differentiation from all the other planes out there, right, Dennis?
Yep, it's called the forward swept tail, and it is a signature feature of Mooney, but if you read the articles and read the books on it, it actually, there was an aeronautical reason for it and had to do with stall recovery. It was much better if you had that that stabilizer forward.
So it has that, and that's classic, and 70 years history of Mooney. But what are the new tricks? What are the new things you're throwing into this thing?
Yeah, well, one other old thing that's part of the DNA that's come through all the years is the landing gear. It's a unique, simple, extremely strong gear system. And if you go out and look at the Mite and then look at the Acclaim Ultra, they're very similar in design. The new things on the Ultra are we have a new composite shell basically covering the cabin area, still surrounded by the safety cage that we've all, you know, come to know and love and trust. It's a little bit different, the new safety cage, and in the fact that part of that new shell is a new door and on the pilot side.
That was one of the other features that Mooney has been known for this one-door entry thing. And Ed, really not a fan, I think, just for that one small little thing, right?
It was growing up Cessna. We had doors on both sides of our airplanes, but now I can say Mooney's in the running again.
Okay. All it took was a door, a big door, you know what I'm saying, for the size of us.
Yeah, and not only is it a big door, two doors now, they are actually bigger than they were before. So there are two, but they're now widened by about 4 inches. The windows are actually deeper by a little bit, both the door windows and then the rear windows at the back seats. So,
all right. So it makes it nicer, more accessible. Those are accommodation kind of things.
More comfortable,
right?
Better,
but Mooney is really known to be kind of like a performance aircraft. People have described it to me as like this is the Porsche of planes in its class, still maintaining that type of that aura about it. You think?
Yeah. So that's nothing new. The Acclaim Ultra, you know. Listen, so I'll flight level change. I'll just put into the Garmin G1000 NXI flight level change at 105 before I even take off, right? And even at sea level, taking off on a hot day, you'll get up a few hundred feet, turn on the autopilot, and let that thing get into VY, and you can rock it all the way up to 25,000 feet in about 21 minutes.
Nice.
You never, ever get hot.
Well, there you go. And Dennis's plane, even as classic styling as it is, you've got what, 198 miles per hour? Or knots?
That was with the tailwind.
With the tailwind, but still, that's impressive.
57 knots at 9,000 feet, sipping on 10 gallons an hour. That's respectable performance.
Heck yeah. I mean, and the same type of performance you can get on these new ones, and maybe even better, I'm guessing. Am I right?
Yeah. And so you never get hot in the climb. You never get hot on the ground. You get up to 25,000 feet in an Acclaim Ultra. And you can see over 240 true at that altitude. And in fact, we can get up to about 242.
Wow, that's fast. I like the speed aspect of that. We can get there quicker.
Yeah, but don't we want to enjoy the flight?
Of course we do. We just want to go farther and get there quicker. Yeah, we can enjoy it at the same time. And speaking of enjoyment, you have these Mooney ambassadors. Maybe Dennis will end up being one at some point. I don't know. How does this role work? How do you become an ambassador exactly?
Yeah, I hope so. So as we are launching the new products, the new Mooney Ultras, we want to invite, hopefully new audiences into ownership roles and piloting roles in these new Moonies. We want to offer new things such as, insurance and training programs, financing programs that'll help a younger audience or a newer audience get into them. Part of that also, we have a very strong competitor that offers reasons for owners to feel safe and secure in their aircraft, and in case of emergencies and things like that, they have a little bit of an out. Well, what Mooney ambassadors do, and they provide right seat ready programs which allow a non-flying spouse or somebody like that up in the right seat to feel really comfortable about, if there's something health-wise or any other reason that they all of a sudden become in control of the airplane, they can feel a comfort level to speak to air traffic control and physically have the skill to land an airplane.
What, that's training you offer a potential co-pilot is just a passenger kind of thing?
It's a relationship. It's not necessarily a part of the factory.
Understood. So Jolie is one of these ambassadors. She's with us right now. Jolie, welcome to Just Plane Radio. How are you?
I am happy as a clam and glad to be here at Sun and Fun.
Well, we got to talk to her and find out what this is. Can you turn Dennis into one of these ambassadors, or does he have to be female and go through a sex change or something?
No.
No, he doesn't. Okay. Well, we'll just leave it at that for now and come back after the break here on Just Plane Radio. Stay close. Lucky you, huh, Dennis?
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere, and you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Dennis A. Mooniak, as we like to call him the biz. We're in the Mooney Pavilion right now, talking about new planes as opposed to his classic vehicle, but maybe turning him into a Mooney ambassador. That's what Jolene, is that right?
Jolie, like Angelina Jolie. Jolie without
of course, I recognize you now. So anyway, but so you oversee this program or help develop it for working with Mooney or what?
In 2009, I formed the Mooney Ambassadors. We're an all-volunteer service club, and our goals are to support Mooney, to promote general aviation, and to have someplace wonderful to fly. So we go to air shows, airport days. We get our airplanes on display. We get kids in the plane, grown-ups in the plane. And a few years ago, I founded Mooney Girls with my teaching partner, Jan Maxwell, from Don Maxwell Aviation, which is a big Mooney service center. And we developed Right Seat Ready, which is a 1 or 2 day companion safety seminar. Last year we toured with AOPA and we were at all of the AOPA regionals. We teach all over the country. And so our goal is to make sure the right seat and back seat non-pilot passengers know what to do in case of emergency. But what we're finding is that with these courses, folks are wanting to fly more. They're able to understand what's going on with the aircraft systems, how to talk on the radio, how to help with navigation. So I'm a licensed psychotherapist by trade. So it's helped me because I can see the anxiety in the non-flying partners.
Well, I can tell you that could come in handy with our Just Plain Radio crew. Yes. We all need therapy. Well, you know what I'm saying?
I'm licensed in California, Oregon, and Washington. So other
well, we could fly there. Of course, you can go to Mooney.com and get information about the airplanes.
Right. We have two different websites, MooneyAmbassadors.com and MooneyGirls.com. With Mooney Ambassadors, we're the folks that did the documentary in the factory. So I know who wired your airplane. I know who sealed your fuel tanks. And I know who fanny formed your wing. You're going to have to watch the DVD to figure out what that means.
That sounds a little strange to me. Anything with the word fanny in it concerns me. Kind of goes back to therapy. You hear what I'm saying?
I do. I can help you with that.
All right. And we got more coming up from Sun and Fun here in Lakeland, Florida, next on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
With Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Everybody on every plane should just constantly be going, oh my God! Wow! Yes! You're sitting in a chair in the sky.
Yes.
Come on and fly.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Dennis. We are hanging out at the Coconut Flyers Pavilion here at Sun and Fun in Lakeland. I've seen this before when we've come out to Sun and Fun. I've seen this area where they got pink flamingos. They got these beach chairs. People are hanging out. They got beer. Actually, they don't sell it. They ask you to make a donation in exchange for tasting one of the beers from this brewery that works with these Coconut Flyer folks, a group. Here that shows up at Sun and Fun every year. And I know for a fact this morning they donated like $2,500 to some of the scholarship programs that Sun and Fun sponsors and that kind of thing. So they do a lot of great work and obviously create an amazing atmosphere for the aviators to hang out with and watch the air show in the evening. Now it's about, it's about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And everybody's starting to have a cocktail after the exhibits have closed. And I got the group from Apario with us right now. Kelly is with us. And who's your friend, Kelly?
So he's the president of the Swift Foundation.
The Swift. What's your name?
My name is Jim Frog Jones with the Swift Museum Foundation.
I love it. Jim Frog. Is that what you said, frog?
Jim Frog Jones.
And the frog is why?
We used to have a short field takeoff contest, and the first time I ever entered, had some fat folks who were videoing it. They went back to California to a fly-in. They said, you won't believe this guy's short field takeoff. It's like a frog jumping off the ground. But that was just north of Corvallis, where they have the annual frog jumping contest.
Yeah.
Ron Williamson and Chuck Lisher coined that name, the frog, and it is stuck 42 years ago.
Very nice.
And so many people have just, that's who I am in the group.
You're the frog.
I'm the frog.
Okay, I love it. You know, you never know who you're going to meet when you're hanging out with a bunch of aviators where they got kind of borderline free beer. You hear what I'm saying, Kelly?
But here's another bit of humor that goes along with it.
More humor?
A little humor. One day, a guy was flying along and he said, Goose. This is a squirrel. I was in Aiken, South Carolina, and that was they were doing air to ground. And I said, this is a frog. A squirrel calls a goose, and a frog answers.
So. Yeah, of course. Of course. And only in aviation, in the aviation world, does that work, where they don't hear that and throw you into like some kind of protective custody. You hear what I'm saying? All right. So, but Kelly is with Apario. We have our friend Jeremy. What's your name?
I'm Julie.
And Julie's in marketing. Jeremy's another rep for Apario. You do the left coast, is that right?
I do the craft beer states, Greg.
Craft beer states. That, and those include which ones?
I do all of the mountain and Pacific time zones. So for me, it's scary to be at this low altitude and all this ocean.
Exactly. So basically, he can drink everybody under the table because he's used to the altitude or something. Doesn't it work that way? I don't know. go with it.
I'm the only one who knows how to lean before takeoff.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. All right. So, but you guys have had a busy day and been working the booth for Apario. We talked to you last week a little bit. Talked to Kelly. We took her out to show her Captain Dennis's install of his new Apario gear that he has in his Mooney 201.
I just saw some pictures of it, and it looks really well out and thoughtful. I hope he has many hundreds of happy hours flying. I hope he'll give me a ride, too.
Yes, Dennis, you're listening right now. Is that going to be possible here at Sun and Fun, or what?
You bet. I'd love to go back to California with the airplane and go fly up the left coast a little bit with it, so we'll definitely meet up.
Yeah, what about that, Jeremy? Do you have places you fly a lot? Do you have a plane yourself?
I don't have a plane. I'm beginning to start to think about seriously possibly shopping to buy an airplane, and it puts a whole new twist because instead of just being objects of art and machine beauty, there are possible things I might take care of and fly myself. So everything from a Navion to the 182 to the Globe Swift, it's so exciting to be here and see the enthusiasm. I'm in Colorado, so I'm taking off at a higher altitude than many of the folks around here fly at, but it's just beautiful to be part of all this.
Oh, I bet. You have just an amazing place to fly and just watch. I mean, just sightsee from the air. I mean, that's just a beautiful part of the country for sure. And, you know, we were just hanging out here, and one of the guys from Kodiak came by, and I was like, hey, I want one of those Quest Kodiaks. Has that ever been on your list?
Oh, man, if I had a Kodiak, I would have enough friends who would want to go camping.
Well, exactly. You know, I'm a diver at heart, and I've said since the beginning of us starting Just Plane Radio that one of the coolest things we could do was get a plane big enough to take like four or five people with some scuba diving gear, go cruise throughout the islands, and you would just have the time of your life, and that particular machine would do the trick. Now, the only caveat is I need about 1.2 mil to get that off the ground, literally. You hear what I'm saying?
You know, Greg, we also have to be honest. How's your first takeoff going to be on that thing?
Well, that depends on Captain Keith's, credit card. You know, because, you know, as long as I can pay for it, I'll find a way to get that thing off the ground.
See, I like the Kodiak because as a 182 pilot, I think I could probably handle it pretty well.
Right. Well, exactly. I mean, it's just a big, it looks like that on steroids, right?
There was a group that actually took a Kodiak, among other things, out to Utah, did some dirt strip and backcountry flying. And
skis? On skis?
No, this was actually out more in the desert area.
Okay.
And just, it was beautiful to see how they all did it and cooperatively, and I wish I had been there in real life.
Yeah. Well, but you don't necessarily want to take that many people out flying. You just want to cruise, along the top of the mountains there in Colorado and stuff, I guess.
It's a real challenge finding a good aircraft for Colorado when you consider the dichotomy and the variety of the mission. You know, I want something where I can throw a couple of mountain bikes in and a friend and a bunch of tents, but I also need something that can ideally do more than 150 knots.
Yeah, well, and handle the altitude. So, I mean, would you need a turbo at least or something, you think, or what?
There's a lot of really good instruction out there. I want to put in a plug for the Colorado Pilots Association and their mountain flying course, which is really well done with a very organized syllabus. Down here, it's kind of hard to remember you can do that. But it was 3 years after I got my private pilot before I ever took off at sea level.
Yeah.
And that same flight was the first time I ever flew over water I couldn't swim across.
Uh-huh. So how'd you feel about that? Were you a little nervous or no?
I was fortunate. I rented a 172 out of the airport near Marco Island from a great guy named Jim, and he was a CFI, so he showed me the ropes on the airspace, and we had just a lovely flight. It was great to see.
Very nice. Now, what about the air show here, Jeremy? I mean, I know you're locked into your booth most of the day trying to sell this Apario gear and make the aviators happy that already have it and teach them a few tricks here and there, kind of like Kelly and the rest of the crew. But when you come to an event like Sun and Fun, what are you looking for?
Oh, as much fun as possible. You know, it's we are pretty much tied to the booth. We're talking to people about our equipment, and more people learn about it, know it, and appreciate it. It's been really gratifying this year to hear how many people come up to us and say, oh, I've got your stuff. I love it. It works great. But I want to see everybody flying happily and safely, and the air shows are wonderful. I love the performers. I love the exhibits, whether it's warbirds, historic.
Where well, you were pretty excited. You're coming up talking about the B what? What was the plane?
There is an A-20 Havoc here. It is the only flying A-20 in the world, according to what the gentleman told me. And it's so neat to see this. This was kind of top-of-the-line front-runner in 1940 era.
Right.
As the U.S. entered World War II, and it was superseded by the A-26, B-26, B-25, but it's fantastic, and to me, it's amazing to see what they're able to do with slide rule technology.
Well, there you go, because, yeah, they didn't have all these toys and avionics that we have now to play with, like the stuff you make it idiot-proof or Greg-proof, you know what I'm saying? They didn't have that back in the day. They had to actually figure this stuff out manually or something.
It was a heck of a challenge. We don't try to make it idiot-proof because then they'll just be better idiots, but
right.
We try to give the average pilot a lot of tools and techniques to make flying safer and more fun. Here we are right now here at Coconut Island. Just to our left is a couple of World War I. I don't know if they're replicas or actual aircraft, but boy, you had to be brave to fly that.
Yes. This is back in the day when men were men. Today it's more like when men, you don't know what they are. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, but these guys knew their stuff. They had to. They had no choice. So it just made them better aviators and blazing a trail. But they had to know their stuff and how these planes operated.
So I got to say one thing about the Men Are Men. We're fortunate enough to be across from the Women in Aviation International booth and the 99s, and I think those are terrific organizations. So I look at it now where people can be people and fly happily, safely, and bravely.
Well, fair enough. Men are men. Women are men. They make the men look bad. I don't know. Something. They make me look bad. I know that much.
Well, they're just starting the Air Race Classic. A couple of my friends do that, and that looks like a ton of fun. You're familiar with that event?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, they do amazing things. You know, I'll tell you what, it's just a great atmosphere here at Sun and Fun, and Jeremy's just one example of many of the cool people we're meeting here at this big event in Lakeland, Florida. We got more coming up from Sun and Fun 2018 next on Just Plane Radio. Stay close.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
If this company is a plane, then this is Richard's damn plane. And if he wants to fly it in the side of a mountain,
That is his prerogative, and it is our duty to climb on, strap in, and have a fiery death right behind him.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Gonna take a for a ride on a picture frame.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me along with Captain Ed right now. We're hanging out at the AOPA Pavilion, and you just went to, what was this, shindig?
It was their flight training social for flight schools and flight instructors.
All right, so I weaseled in, hung out with Tom Haynes, and we had a nice little chat. But Tom, you're having a good time here at Sun and Fun, right?
It's been great today. Fantastic weather the last couple of days, and lots going on, so it's a good show, yeah.
Yeah, next week we will have the official numbers, but I think it's safe to say they're going to break records. I mean, from what I've seen so far, and the show's not even close to being over, it's going to be impressive, but we'll have that for you next week. Now, Katie is with us, and Katie, you work with AOPA officially in what title?
I am the Senior Vice President for Aviation Strategy and Programs. I have the privilege of leading our You Can Fly initiative and our Air Safety Institute.
All right, so you're here to tell me that I can fly? Is that what's going on right now?
Even you can fly.
Yes. This is the kind of reinforcement I need, as opposed to the ball busting I constantly get from these two guys, Ed and Keith.
So Tom, you have not told her about Greg, have you?
Oh, no. So we need to talk, Katie.
I'm a special case, Katie. So
maybe you can fly.
I can fly.
Everyone can fly.
I've flown before. I just don't have my ticket yet. I'm working on it. I'm going to make it happen. But you handle all those different programs for AOPA. Is that right?
That's right. Yep. We our high school initiative, flight training initiative, flying clubs, and rusty pilots make up the You Can Fly program.
Okay. So am I kind of, after a certain time, do I become a rusty pilot too if I'm a perpetual flight student in training for the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years?
Yeah. You really do sound like a special case.
Yeah, I'm definitely special. And I'm going to use that in a positive sense for once. But does that count, Ed, or no?
Well, no.
Okay. If metal is never forged, can it become rusty?
True. Wow. I think that answers the question.
Okay, I'm going to take that as a compliment, too, even though I don't think it was. But regardless, these programs really are designed to make the pilot community bigger, because we're suffering right now from not having enough pilots out there. Is that right, Katie?
That's right. Yeah, we need to produce more pilots. There's definitely a pilot shortage. We want more pilots in general aviation, for certain. One of the statistics that I continue to go back to is that on an annual basis, the FAA is issuing 65% fewer pilot certificates than they were in 1980. So that's concerning to us, to AOPA, and I know to the rest of the industry as well. So.
Yeah, and we're talking about general aviation. We're talking about commercial pilots. You know, we're doing our part. Like Dennis has his son in a program right now, and he's well on his way to becoming a commercial pilot. But what do you think the trick is, Tom? How are we going to get more people to join our little club of if not just learning to fly, even becoming a student like me perpetually or something? You know what I'm saying?
Part of it is education and awareness and inspiration, and we've got a lot of programs at AOPA designed to help people understand what you can do with a general aviation airplane, the challenge and the excitement that you can get from it, and some inspiration about places to fly with our new travel and destination content. And then there's Katie's programs, which are really designed to help flight schools become better at what they do to find students and keep students longer, and also help them find flying clubs, which AOPA has been really responsible. She can talk more about that, of getting people access to airplanes at a lower cost to make it more cost effective.
Well, there you go. Absolutely. And as far as the flight schools are concerned, I mean, you look at a company like Flight Training Professionals, Ed and Keith's operation that they do, you know, part-time when they're not doing Just Plane Radio. Nice. Okay, so I don't know. How can you make these guys better? They're already at the top of their game. What do you think, Katie?
Well, you know, I think this, as an industry, we can always look at improving the flight training experience and improving the value proposition. You know, and so when students come and they want to learn to fly, helping them avoid common plateaus, helping the students transition between CFIs. We know CFIs are leaving at a record rate because they're going to the airlines. You know, it's great careers, and it's a great time to become a professional pilot right now. So, you know, that's naturally going to happen, and we hope that we can help flight schools with some of the tips and tricks to make those transitions easier so we don't lose the student pilots we have in the system when those kind of things happen, and they're naturally going to happen. They're going to occur.
Yeah. Well, you know, but I look at, a flight school like Flight Training Professionals, and I wonder, how do you improve on perfection? And you know, I'm brown-nosing right now, Ed.
Yeah, that's not going to get you any free flight time.
Oh, Greg. Come on.
A guy can try.
You know, we do well. We've won the national level award before. You don't rest on that. And that's what the flight school has to understand. You never get there. And that's part of helping flight instructors understand and flight schools understand that it's a day in and day out challenge. That's what I'm kind of interested in. What the discussion was there tonight at this social event was AOPA seems to be taking a key interest in helping the flight school owners develop their business so that the customers have a better experience. And I'll tell you right now, every day it's a constant challenge. And any more information or any new insight we can get from AOPA, I'll take it.
A good pilot or a good flight school is always learning. Exactly. I read that somewhere.
One of the things we'd like to do is help make their businesses run smoother and easier and more efficient. You know, flight training is hard. The margins are thin. It's a lot of time that's required to produce a private pilot on the behalf of the flight school, on behalf of the instructor, and of course the student as well. So anything we can do to make that process more efficient, easier, record keeping easier, the process more seamless, whether it's scheduling airplanes or it's completing paperwork, that's what we're interested in. We want to make the flight school's job, the flight school owner, the chief pilot's job, we want to make their job easier. And when we do that, the experience is going to be better, we're going to get more students as a result, and the flight school is going to be more profitable and successful. That's what we're interested in doing.
Yeah, and I have a feeling Ed is, he falls in that category of wanting to have a more profitable flight school.
Well, more profitable, but also the concept of making my job easier. Katie's my new best friend.
Yeah?
I want easier some days.
Well, what are you saying? You're looking at me directly when you say this.
Because I flew with you.
Yes. Well, that's what I figured. But see, I'm a special case. I'm not the typical flight student. You know, for me, it's become more about the journey. You hear what I'm saying, Katie?
I do hear what you're
saying. What do you fly, by the way? Are you flying a plane, too?
I am flying an airplane. I'm a proud owner of a 1956 Cessna 180.
Sweet. Did you fly here in that?
It is here. And I hope to fly it home someday. It's getting a little work done, which is a pretty common occurrence for vintage airplanes. But I love it. It's been a joy to fly and maintain. And I feel a great responsibility to keep this airplane in the air.
That is awesome. I love hearing this stuff. And, you know, we just scratched the surface here at Sun and Fun in Lakeland. But we're going to have to wrap it up this week and come back again next week if they'll let us. Till then, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to lead my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.